Callis has been trying to tell us a story every break all morning long, and we're pretty sure it's just a story about him talking to a woman, which isn't interesting to any of us because we...
I'm interested. I don't want to tell it to you because it's interesting. I want your advice because I respect you because you're a married man. That's all.
Mm.
Is that so bad?
Yes. Jeff Hathorn joins us right now, Odyssey Sports Director. Jeff, good morning to you, buddy. How you doing?
Morning, guys. Help Harry out.
We will. We're just trying to do a professional radio show.
We're working
here.
We're working here.
First priority, get Jeff Hathorn on the air. And then if you do that with enough time left, maybe we can hear your story that I don't think is going to be all that interesting.
No.
And honestly, I don't really feel in the mood to give advice. I would probably just steer him in the wrong direction.
If I were looking for advice, I'd go to Jeff.
Yes.
Yes.
Probably on most topics.
Mm-hmm.
I agree
with that.
I agree.
Jeff, a very well-adjusted
Ricky
human
would
being.
Give some good advice.
Ricky Gary.
Is that what he said?
Yeah
bet that.
Yeah.
Bleed it.
Bet that. Remember that? That was so good.
I do remember that.
That's amazing.
There's a few things I want to say, but I feel like I'll wind up accidentally getting myself in trouble. So we move on.
Yeah.
Broderick Jones, Jeff, I don't know if you got a chance to catch up with him yesterday, but what's your understanding of the mindset of the young man? This can't be an easy thing, obviously, to deal with.
Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to talk to him yesterday. Listen, I would say this. Never have I seen him in practice where he's sloughing off or not going full or not had a good attitude. I think this, and this is just my read of it, we've asked him probably 20 times, like every time we've talked to him, which is probably about 20, what side are you going to play on? And every time he kind of, you know, shrugs his shoulders and go, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I'm playing left or right. He said, I'm just going to keep working on both sides. But I'm wondering if he's just to the point of like, hey, I want to be at left tackle. Like, not that right tackle bores him, but maybe there's just something there mentally. But again, I don't see anything. He did do this, though. He admitted after the game, the preseason game with Houston, that he wasn't in the right mindset, which is part of the reason Hunter just destroyed him. So maybe he's just, you know, it's just something that hasn't clicked. Hopefully, you know, this will get that to click because Mike Tomlin's given him another chance.
Jeff, a couple of players said yesterday that Arthur Smith reiterated to them that the dam is about to break. In your opinion, through the first two games and your assessment, do you believe that? Do you believe that the dam is about to break on offense for the Steelers?
Yeah, I get why they're saying that because you see some glimpses. I mean, you saw in the drive with the three Jones penalties, like there were some big plays, especially that throw that Fields made, which is ridiculous. I do see some of that. I mean, I'm not saying this is bursting into 30, 35 points, but I'm trying to look at it objectively, like because you think, all right, if Matt Canada's offense would have had one touchdown in two games, people would have been destroying him. But there does seem to be more rhythm, more of a purpose, more of a identity with this offense than we've seen in struggles in the past. So maybe that could turn in, but they're going to be facing a defense that's pretty damn good on Sunday.
Yeah, two words, Bosa and Mac for you.
Yep.
Jeff, are you concerned about the lack of production at receiver outside of George Pickens?
Yes. Eventually, they're going to need that. Maybe in these first couple of games, they haven't. But eventually, they're going to need some more receiver help. I mean, Van Jefferson, I think Van Jefferson's a nice three or four. And beyond that, I think the other guys can be complementary players. But yeah, I think going down the season, if you have high hopes, you're the Steelers, there's a hole to fill there. Maybe a Roman Wilson comes in and becomes this rookie phenom, but there are definitely question marks there.
I want to follow up on what Doran asked earlier, Jeff, about Pickens and the dam about to break and all that. You know, the last few years, I don't think you need to be a media expert. I don't think you need to have sat in on a ton of media scrums to know that there were some rumblings and the guys didn't really believe in the offense or the offensive coordinator. Do you think that has changed? Like, it didn't sound to me like lip service from George Pickens. It sounded like he actually believes what he was saying.
And you heard in one of the answers how he said, and I asked him, like, why do you feel that way? And he's like, well, it's the plays. It's going vertical. Like, I think there are some, I know, you know, all receivers, not all, receivers at times, certain ones, star receivers, are going to have issues because they feel like they can impact the game with every opportunity. And they probably could and want more chances. But I think that's why he's excited about it. He sees the vertical opportunities. I mean, he saw the throw from Fields that I mentioned. Like, they're going to take some chances down the field, which is why I think that. And let me add this quickly to the Broderick Jones answer. I think the wild card in all of this is that Dan Moore didn't give up. If he would have checked out like Chooks did last year, this would be a whole different scenario. But because Moore, even though they've drafted two first-round tackles, has continued to just fight, that's what's made this a three-person race.
Jeff, I think it's easy to agree that Jim Harbaugh is a good coach, but you're an Ohio State guy, and you know what Michigan did last year and won the national championship. What are your just thoughts about Jim Harbaugh? Not just the coach, but as a whole.
We in delay?
He was serious, too. He was serious.
Why don't you filter this for us, Jeff?
And listen, he brings an intensity, brings a mindset. I mean, it's like playing a team in the AFC North. He brings a toughness where he goes, and I do. I respect that. And you look at this Chargers team, I mean, you bring in Greg Roman, and now all of a sudden they look like that tough, physical Baltimore offense. And defensively, obviously, they've got some players, as you guys mentioned, on the outside. So I respect Harbaugh for the attitude he brings to any team he coaches. And he'll do whatever it takes. Inbounds, out of bounds, whatever
Jeff's
it is.
Jeff's about to scurry to the bathroom and vomit.
Right? Well, think about this. I mean, I know Pat Narduzzi had his guys practicing inside last week. The Steelers should probably be doing that this week. I mean, like, legitimately, Harbaugh could have a drone out there. You never know. Jeff, we got to run. We got Bill Hillgrove coming up next. Really good stuff from you. We appreciate the time, as always.
And guys, really quickly, a really cool story, and I think Pat was there, about Eli Holstein and his relationship with his grandparents and how that molded him into the man he is.
Yeah, really good stuff, and that makes me nauseous. Well, not that, because I think that's good. It's what fuels a man. But the end of the game makes me nauseous.
Nobody even brought up the end of the game. You brought it up. See, this is what you do. That's, you bring up things that mess with you. Nobody
right,
else does.
It's right in. It's
best at.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate
bet
your time.
Hit it, smack it.
Jeff Hathorn.